You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio, focusing on solutions and thinking different.
Good evening and welcome to Circle of White Light Radio with myself, Alan James. It's the 11th of April 2021 and we might have our freedom tomorrow. No, we won't. I know it's the 12th of April and we won't have freedom. I think we can meet two people or we'd meet somebody outside, not in our house and not in their house, but we can meet them outside. And then some people who have the vaccine can meet somebody on the inside. And, oh, God knows what the rules and regulations are. Look, I just kind of really ignore them, to be honest with you. I just get on with what needs to be done. And I think the most people out there with common sense just get on with it and do what they need to do and meet people who are, you know, they're not the mask wearers or the vaccine people, and just get on with it. So, and that's the best way to do. That's the best way to be. Just get on with it there. Let me just the volume there. Just bring down a little bit. It's just a little bit heavy there. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to everybody logging into the chat room there. My guest on the show tonight is a lady called Tracy Mahon. Now, Tracy's been on the show loads of times before, and it's great to have Tracy back on, and obviously her channel, Daniel, who'll be coming in later, and we'll be talking to Tracy and Daniel about what's going on in the world and what's happening in her place and all that kind of stuff. And if there's any news, we'll update you on that. Of course, there's a few things we have to read out. And if you have any questions for Tracy or Daniel, make sure you put Q or question at the start so I can see it on the chat room, because, you know, running everything here in the studio, you need hands like an octopus, arms like an octopus. So it's good that when you have Q or question on it, I can see it straight away on the chat room. So thanks to everybody logging in, and let's find out what the communication channels are.
The communication channels are email, contact us at circleofwhitelight.com, by phone 046-927-1212, or sign up to our newsletter via our website at circleofwhitelight.com.
There you go, folks. You know the website, circleofwhitelight.com, obviously patreon.com/COWLR. And PayPal, which is on the Circle of White Light website there. Thanks to everybody for your donations. It's much appreciated. If you can afford a euro a month would be fantastic if you can do that, because we are doing great things with the donations. If you go over to the website and click on Pay It Forward, you'll see all the groups that have been supported with your donations, as well as supporting Circle of White Light and paying a few bills this end as well. Don't forget that. I mean, we have bills to pay here. So we do pay the bills and then we allocate some funds and people donate direct to Pay It Forward, which is great. And that's the energy that we need on the planet right now. We need to be helping each other, service to others, and doing our best to do that and support each other. And if you can afford it, that'd be fantastic. The good news is that half of the delivery for the musical instruments have actually come in, and I'll be talking about that later on. So I'm just waiting on the other half, but I'll talk about that later. Okay, as usual, I have a few things to read out before we get the guest on, Tracy. And the first article that I have is from the Irish Examiner. And it says here, additional freedoms for the fully vaccinated on the way, says Leo Varadkar. Additional freedoms will be granted to people once they have been fully vaccinated, the Taoiseach has said. Leo Varadkar has confirmed the government is developing a digital green certificate vaccine pass for people to prove they have been fully inoculated. I would kind of say more like indoctrinated rather than inoculated. He said the government would introduce additional measures for the fully vaccinated, more freedoms for those who have been vaccinated. You know what? I've been having a look at a few Irish businesses coming online and saying that they will never and are not going to discriminate against people who are vaccinated and unvaccinated. They know that will affect our business in a major way and they're not going to discriminate. So Leo might come out and talk about green passports and all that stuff, But the businesses, and in the UK, there's a big movement on regarding that. And they're saying, no, you can stick your passport where the sun doesn't shine because we're not doing it. We're not going to discriminate. So I can't see it happening. I can't see it working. He added, we are developing a digital green certificate vaccine pass, so you'll be able to prove that you're fully vaccinated. Mr. Vadkar made the comments in the video posted to social media on Easter Monday as he hailed Ireland's progress in the battle against COVID-19. The tarnished said Ireland's vaccination programme is set to accelerate in the coming weeks, telling the public, we're going to surprise you. Yeah, I bet they will. I bet they'll try something. The vaccination rollout in Ireland has been beset by problems, with criticism over its speed, issues with deliveries from manufacturers, and controversy over queue skipping. Well, apparently, you know, they've been trying to use certain credit lines to get money to buy the vaccines off the big pharma. And I was speaking to Kim during the week on Skype, and basically Kim and her team have pulled the credit lines, and so now they can't afford to buy the vaccines, being forced on them by big pharma, apparently, allegedly. So keep up the good work, Kim, and let's hit them where it hurts, you know, and stop the credit lines being pushed out there so they can get the actual vaccines, gene therapy drug, I should say. Okay, second article is the Irish Examiner. Waterford couple asked to leave shop for not wearing face masks to take legal action. A couple with complex medical needs who are left shocked and dismayed after they were asked to leave a shop for not wearing face masks are to take legal action. Catherine and Nick Shine, parents to three young children from Portlaoise, County Waterford, went to an electrical shop on Saturday afternoon to replace their kettle. By the way, this article was in the Irish Examiner, just to let you know. When they entered the shop in Waterford City, the couple claimed they were the only two customers in the retail premises. They were not wearing masks, which were required by law due to COVID restrictions, unless you're exempt. So let's get it right. Required by law, unless you're exempt. The couple were approached by a staff member who asked them to please wear face masks. When the couple said they were medically exempt from doing so and that they had their letters from their GP with them explaining why they could not wear the masks, they were told that it was fine. They had complex medical needs. The couple both have complex medical needs, which are outlined in their medical letters from their GP. However, a short time later, the shop manager approached the couple, informing them he wanted to see their medical letters and that they must wear their face mask. He can't do that. He can't ask for them letters. All he needs to know that is they are exempt and that's it. They don't, even the Gardaí can't even ask for them letters. Catherine, 29, explained, we were treated in an appalling manner and we will take legal action against the shop owners. I told the manager that his colleague said that it was okay for us to be in the shop without masks when we told him we were medically exempt. I explained on the legislation that I was not obliged to prove, nor was my husband, that we are exempt, but we were both only coming out for the essential purpose. And this is the problem. I mean, now they're trying to say with this green passport rubbish that imagine going into Penny's or Primark and having to show your medical history through the vaccine passport to buy a pair of socks. You know, I mean, it's just getting ridiculous. It really, really is. And people need to put a stop to this once and for all. It's just madness. So fair play to that couple who are going to sue the shop. Now, talking on suing, while I remember it, Ben Gilroy, and I've asked a couple of other people as well, to would they do tutorial videos, a dummy's guide on how to sue for defamation of character, because there's a lot of kind of snowflakes out there and people who are very left wing, and when they don't win their argument they just tend to threaten or make accusations and all that kind of stuff, and you need to know how to get the ball rolling regarding defamation of character. And even to the stage that, believe it or not, friends and family, because the whole vaccine mask wearing issue that's going on, friends and family have fallen out over this as well. And that could be an issue as well down the line. You don't know. It's just gone mad. So just to let people know. So Ben and, as I say, one or two others have asked to do tutorials regarding defamation of character and also how to sue somebody if they breach their rights, breach your rights, which, i.e., the Gardaí for one. You know, if they're breaching your rights, know how to sue them. Because you won't get any joy. I mean, you just don't use a solicitor. There's no point. Waste of time, waste of money. No point doing that. We're going to have to learn to do how the legal system works ourselves and do it. And I'm looking forward to seeing the tutorial because, you know, I'd like to be able to do that. I'd like to know I have the knowledge to do that if the situation arises that I need to do it. So by having some information from people like Ben, who kind of know the system very well, but he's not legally trained, so he'll just give us his point of view and what he would do, just to keep that in mind. But it'd be good to have that information to hand to know what to do, because ignorance of the law, as they say, is no excuse. So the more you know, the better. That'd be a good thing to know. Okay, on a website called spiked-online.com, it says venues are rebelling against vaccine passport. A Liverpool comedy club is the latest venue to reject the authoritarian measure. The Hot Water Comedy Club in Liverpool has pulled out of a COVID testing trial because it feared the government was using it as a test site for vaccine passports. The club had previously agreed to join the trial because it hoped it would show it was safe for entertainment venues to reopen without the need for social distancing. But unclear government message made the owners worried that the trial could be used to test out the planned COVID status certificate. This, combined with heavy criticism from those opposed to these certificates, led to the club pulling out of the trial and stating it will not take part in it anymore. Brilliant. And this is what we want. We need more and more business to stand up and go, I'm sorry, we're not discriminating, because we could be sued for discriminating with this vaccine passport. You know, I mean, that's going to be positive law. And obviously, the Constitution goes above positive law. Article 41.1 on the Constitution, 1.1.1, I think, says that you have inalienable rights above and beyond positive law. So just keep that in mind. You can buy the Constitution in Easons. Maybe you can buy it online in Easons for 2 or 3 euro, something like that. It's fairly cheap. It's a blue, little blue book. Okay, so before I get Tracy in, just a couple of things about my week. Last week on the show, I had psychologist Rachel Alexander on, who was involved in helping with the book Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Well, I've ordered the book, as I'm sure there are nuggets of information in the book which I'll benefit from. So I placed an order on Easons to send the book to me. So I'm going to be having a read of that and find out what's in it. It sounds very interesting, so I'll be interested in getting into that. The other thing is the musical instruments, as I say, half of the orders come in. I'm waiting on the other half to come in. And when that comes in, then I can sort out a time for the school to drive over and bring all the gear over. But also, I would like to thank, and I think the listener might be on the chat room tonight, or he might join us later on. If he's not on now, he might be on later. And I'd like to thank Liam, a regular listener called Liam, who wants to donate a Casio keyboard and a 6-string guitar to the Pay It Forward appeal for the school donation. And I never thought of the idea of asking the listeners or suggesting it to the listeners if they had instruments that they wanted to donate. Obviously, they have to be working perfectly, etc. But if you do have want to donate an instrument, then email me and contact us at circleofwhitelight.com. You know, you might have a keyboard in the attic that has never been used and not being used. And it might be working fine, but you're just not planning to use it and you want to get rid of it. Well, here's a wordy cause. So I never thought of it. And thanks to Liam for, you know, sending me a message on Facebook and saying, listen, I have a Casio keyboard and a guitar that you can have for the school, the music department. So thanks, Liam, for doing that. That's much appreciated. Okay, so that's it. So that's the good news. So again, I'll keep you posted on that, on what's going on. And when it comes in, that'll be update you next week as well. Okay, let's get on with my guest, Tracy. Tracy is a channel, psychic medium, highly tuned empath, clairvoyant, hypnotherapist, QHHT practitioner, family coach, NLP practitioner and Reiki master. For the past 2.5 decades, she has dedicated herself to her personal path of spiritual and psychic development. Tracy comes from a highly sensitive, intuitive family and has fortified her natural gifts with training and practice, enabling her to connect with guides, angels, ascended masters, spiritual counsels and beyond. In addition to being a clear channel of messages from these realms, her expertise also includes offering clients perspective through looking at past lives to identify important connections with the present incarnation. Good evening, Tracy. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, and you're doing great. I love this thing you're doing for the school. I just want to jump in and say that real quick. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I kind of aged out of that introduction a little bit. I'm now 3 decades into that.
Yeah, I'll have to update your bio for the next time. We'll have to update your bio.
Yeah. I've been doing this a while. So,
yeah, I know. Well, that's it. You know, the time just flies by. Actually, I want to write that down. Time speeding up. Remind me, I'm going to write it down. Time speeding, because I've been saying that to people. What's been happening, Tracy, before we get into the interview, I'll tell you what's been happening is that when I do an interview, like I'm interviewing you tonight, right? Okay. And then within 2 days, I'm interviewing the next guest. That's how quick the weeks are going in. And maybe you and Daniel can comment on this and tell me why this is going so fast. I don't know.
I love that question. I'm gonna enjoy when you ask that one, because I have some very weird things that happen with time myself. Rather, it stands still, or I don't know what day it is. A lot of weird things going on with time right now. So I would love that question.
I will stick it on the list. Okay, before we get into obviously speaking to Daniel and stuff like that, I want to find out how you're doing and how it's going. We had a kind of a few minutes chatting off air before we went live about the whole COVID thing. And you're in Oregon in America. Yeah. And obviously over here, I was telling you about Ireland with the lockdown. But, and I know you don't listen to the news, but from a general day-to-day point of view, tell us what you're seeing and what's happening where you are.
Well, from what I see out here is each state gets to kind of dictate their own regulations around that. And I was telling you how I've got to travel a little bit, and it's like I go to one location and they're not so strict about the mask, and you get to walk around a little bit with some freedom. And then you go to the next one, and if you don't have that mask on, you're getting the evil eye. And what you were talking about, you know, is you were talking about people getting kicked out because they don't have the mask on or whatever it might be. It's kind of the same intensity here, but I don't think we have the same strict lockdowns that you're experiencing over there, the same restrictions in that regard. But, I'm trying to assimilate in my own mind why we need to wear the mask to walk into the restaurant, but as soon as our buns hit the seat, we can take the mask off. It's no longer a threat. And that concept to me is a little strange. I don't know. There's a lot of things that I question about what is really going on with the idea behind wearing that mask. So, there's a lot of interesting things going on. A lot of, you know, we were talking about the vaccines. We were talking about just the lockdowns, the different restrictions. What's really going on? That's the big question. And the divide between the people who want it and don't want it, and it's an interesting time.
That divide is getting bigger, and I'm seeing that getting bigger. There is a big divide, and it's affecting family and friends, along with like neighbors and everything else. And it's having a major effect. People falling out with each other because of it. And it's worrying. But then again, a lot of people who have kind of been doing the work that you're doing are getting information through their clients, and the information is saying, yes, this divide is going on because there's a polarization of energies, and there's going to be like the pimple bursting, the popping of the frequencies, and this divide is going to happen. Dolores Cannon, as you know, talked about this divide, not so much the physical two worlds, but there would be a shift or a change between these two groups of people. And before we obviously get in Daniel and stuff like that, what's the consensus with the readings that you've been having with people? Has there been anything coming through of interest that you might say, no, you know, at the end of the show, we'll talk about all the kind of good stuff, the energy stuff, but generally mm-hmm. got to do with, you know, what's going on, COVID and stuff like that. Has there been anything that you thought, that's quite interesting, that's worthwhile telling people about?
Oddly enough, you know, you would think that the people that come in are going to ask me a lot of COVID questions. I think people are kind of over those answers, and they're looking into what is beyond what's going on, you know, what's outside of this. But as far as what's going on with COVID, a lot of the information that I get is that we really have to come back to we get what we believe kind of a scenario. It's like, what is the experience this person's having, and what is their belief system? What is the experience this person's having, and what is their belief system? And what is the mirroring going on for them in the planet right now? What is the thing that's most present? Because that's where they're going to have to, that's their clues. That's what they're going to go in and dive in to that rabbit hole and look at it. And so that seems to be more of the theme right now, is what is your energy and magnetic pull to at this time, and what is it bringing into your reality? So with the COVID, it's been interesting. The ones that don't seem to have a concern about COVID really don't seem to have anything pressing on them for that. The biggest thing, I guess, going on right now is the vaccine. Are they going to require us to have it for traveling, for, like you were saying, buying a pair of socks, even entering a building? And that does affect everyone. And so that does bring in a new reality. Again, I don't watch the news, so I'm not going to be your best resource for this. But in this level, you know, when we bring Daniel in, we can ask some new questions. But myself, I'm kind of sheltered from it because I don't want to be influenced in the channel. And so just from the social media that I do come across, and from family members and friends and stuff like that, I think we all have experienced either people that have had the vaccines, or, you know, some of the listeners may have had it themselves. My take from that, from what I have heard from the channeling and from other people, is that, you know, keep your mind positive. You are the one in power of your body. And, you know, if you end up getting that shot, well, I'm going to give my mom as an example. She was worried about getting the shot, so she shifted her gears with that, and she decided, because she's in that age group where they're really pushing it on them, right? And so she decided she was just going to really pray about it and see herself in a healthy body, see herself responding perfectly to it, see herself in this positive energy with it. And her and my dad went to go get their shots, and she was watching my dad get his shot, and they told her, okay, you're done. And she had gotten her shot, didn't even know it, didn't have any side effects, felt really good. Dad, however, was breaking out in a sweat and having some reactions to it. And so it was kind of that power of the mind thing going on there, that I think we all need to remember, that what are we going to focus on? We need to make sure that we're focusing on healthy bodies, being strong, having great immune systems, not letting this alter our DNA or our immune structure, you know, whatever it is that we're hearing that is coming into our input system. We got to make sure that we are counteracting that with what is our desire. And so that's kind of where I'm coming from today, is that that's the information that's coming into me. I have not had a shot myself at this time. And if I have it my way, I won't have one. But that's where I'm at right now. So I don't know if you have questions with that.
Well, I was going to mention, I sent you over an email. One of my Facebook friends sent me over a information about a French healer who was doing some healing on a woman that had the vaccine, and it was all got to do with her soul energy wanting to stay away from the body. It was just completely kind of separated, or it was just, there was a divide between the soul and, or her, not so much her higher self, but her soul and her physical body since getting the vaccine. And I sent you the article, and I was just, and the reason why I sent you, because I knew we were doing the show tonight, and obviously your take on it, and if you had come across anything like this in your travels.
What I was gonna bring up with that is I did just have a couple of days ago, I had a gal come in that had had both the first and second vaccine shot. And that was for a QHHT session where we go in, talk to the higher self. And her higher self came in. She had a really good session. So I was looking at that, wondering, that article you sent me, wondering, again, what was the belief system of the gal that was on the table? Was she worried that the vaccine would do something to her? You know, we don't know enough of the story, maybe. I do think that's going to be an interesting question for Daniel, and I'm excited to see where that question goes with him, because myself, I'm sitting there asking more questions going, oh, I wonder what brought that experience on. I would like to talk to that, you know, that soul version of self again. Why is it disconnecting like that? And do we have the power to reconnect it? I don't know if you've seen the movie The Golden Compass.
No.
But when I read that article, it made me think of The Golden Compass. And if you guys have access to that movie, go watch it. Nicole Kidman's in that movie, and it is another planet. And it's, you know, it's an Earth-like planet. And everyone on that planet has an animal. And they call the animal a demon, which I don't like that part. But it's their soul. It's like the animal is corded to them like our souls are corded to us. And in that movie, they're trying to figure out how to separate people from that. It's exactly what you were saying in that article. They're trying to separate people from their animal, from that guidance system, from that part of them that was looking out for them. And so they're trying to sever that cord and separate people from that. And they were trying to convince the people that that's better for them. And I'm reading that article thinking, wow, that's just like the theme of the Golden Compass. Well, what did they tell us? They tell us that, you know, if we are in this non-interference world with free will, you know, that if they're going to do something, they have to tell us they're doing it, and that they do that very creatively through putting movies out or different things like that. And they're telling us right there in front of us what they're doing. And, but they put it in the form of a movie, you know? And so then when we say, oh, I had this experience, oh, you've been watching TV, you know, something like that. And people downplay it. But everything that was in that article that you were writing, that was the theme of that movie, that they were trying to separate people from their soul, that soul piece.
That's interesting. And the movie's called Golden Compass, for anybody who wants to try and find it to have a look. Okay, well, I suppose what we'll do is we'll get Daniel in and we'll have a chat with Daniel and ask him the few questions that we have about what's going on. And then we'll touch base with you at the end, Tracy, if that's okay.
That sounds good to me. So let's, I'm going to go get Daniel here and we'll go from there. Let's see what comes in.
Brilliant. Okay. So while Tracy is just working and going to channel or communicate with Daniel, there's a number of questions that I did put together to ask Daniel when he comes in about what's going on. Because a lot of people, not so much, okay, we know about COVID and all what's going on, but it's all got to do with the agenda and the bigger picture. And maybe we'll also talk about free will, because, you know, do we really have free will if we are being stopped and arrested for going over our allotted 5 kilometer range? How is that free will if we're being stopped and bullied and being arrested for doing that? So things like that we need to question. But if Daniel is there, good evening, Daniel. How are you?
It is great to be here again with you. And thank you for inviting this collective in to speak to the audience today.
Great stuff. Thank you, Daniel. Thank you for coming in and being with Tracy. So we have a few questions for you. And we want to ask you about your perspective on what you're seeing, the things that are going on in the world from where you're sitting at the moment or wherever you are, because obviously people are very concerned about what's going on. And does, you know, we talk about the quantum program and whether this is prearranged, preordained, predetermined, or whether we do have free will and we can use manifestation skills to change our course of action in our life and what's going on. Obviously, we are at a very crucial point at the moment on the planet globally because of what's going on. So I don't want to dwell on the whole COVID vaccine situation because we've a lot more to talk about, but I would like to get your take on your perspective of what's going on the planet and why we are going through this and what's happening and where is it going to go?
Well, we would like to just say to everybody that it is a journey, isn't it? And there is a lot of things going on the planet that do not always make sense, and that there is a bigger picture to that. What we want to do is bring everyone to a place where they're less in the reactionary part of this conversation, where they want to know, why is this being forced? Why is this being brought into me? Why is this happening to me? Because that is the frequency now that you are putting out with all this passion, with all this big energy of the big why. And just come into a place of neutrality with it as an observer. Pretend that you had just floated out into space and now you are now the observer of the earth energy that is going on. And what we want to say, the COVID is doing almost as much good as it is bad, yes? And it's pushing people to stand up for rights. It's pushing people to take a little bit more responsibility of their own bodies. It's pushing people into, it is putting pressure on people to decide, what do I want to have happen? Do I want to be controlled over here like this? Or do I want to stand up for this over here? There is always this resistance, this pushback. And so as you look at this idea of the virus going around and new strands of the virus, everybody goes out and gets their shots and now there's a new strand. Oh, now we got to go get more shots and then there's a new strand. It's just going to keep doing what it's doing because it is a mirror for everyone as a collective. This is a collective mirror. And as you individually heal the parts of yourself that are attracting this part to you, you will start to notice less and less of this collective mirror. And we hope that that makes sense to you, but as you are working as an individual into the self-love, into the self-care, into the self-realization of bringing things inward, looking inward, what is it that I need to change? What is it that brings fear out of me? What is it that is happening to me that is causing me this disdain, this disgruntled, this anger, this hurt, this pain? And you start to work on those elements of self, you'll start to notice that the world outside of you is reflecting less and less fear-based reflections back to you.
Okay.
And we think COVID is being used in a big way for many to experience that reflection, many to experience the fear that is coming up for them or triggering them in their anger, their upsets. We want you to step into your power, not into your fear.
Okay, and so basically as part of the master plan or the plan for the growth of our knowledge and our spirituality, that this is part of this the cosmos or the universe trying to wake us up to who we are, to take back our power, to not be standing in fear, and to, I mean, basically switch off all the fear porn that's out there, the media, and stand in your own power and see it for what it is. Because I'm been doing this for 21 years now, and the radio show between OAM and this show for 10 years. And I'm stepping back and I'm looking at this in total. And I'm saying to myself, we have to go through this. Humanity has to go through this because for us to be in the age of Aquarius, to get where we want to be, people need to be realized that we do not want a certain element on the planet to be controlling the masses and to depopulate the planet. And we have to stand in our own power. So this is one of the things that the universe is going to be giving people to get them to wake up, to get them to stand in their own power. Because otherwise, the 20 years that I've spent doing all this work is just going to be a waste if at the end of the day the cabal are going to be, and these elites are going to be controlling the planet. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that we are on this massive awakening, and on a daily basis people are waking up, and it's part of everyone's journey to wake up. Some people are further down the road than others, so that's why we can kind of stand back and look at what's going on. Other people are just beginning to wake up, and it's beginning to have an effect on them. So it's all an individual waking up process for the collective. Would that be about right?
You do not need us, Alan. We're just sitting over here. If you cannot see us, but we're just nodding the head. And the body over here is just getting the chills and getting confirmation with everything that you are saying. It is spot on. You are right on track with all of that. And you had said it earlier when you were saying the two collectives, they're pulling apart, the two collectives, the ones that are waking up and the ones that are not. And you have the image on your banner in the radio station with the two Earths, the pull apart there. And that is such a great visual of how that is working. And people have the free will to choose which ride they want to be on, right? And so we'll go back to that free will. Yes, it doesn't feel like free will when you want to go travel and that is not happening for you and that is not, but you have the free will to respond. You have the free will of how you're going to respond or what you're going to do about that, or are you going to stand up to that? And so we can bring free will back in. But you also have the free will to decide which frequency are you going to be in. Mm. Which world do you want to exist in? Do you want to exist in the one that is in turmoil, or do you want to exist in the one that is free of fear and moving into a better place, a better vibration, a softer energy? And as you choose that, we know that it sounds like, well, how can I choose this bliss when all of this is going on, all the chaos is going on in the world? And that is where the lessons are, isn't it? That is where each individual has to go on their journey to find, how do they find the bliss when the world is in this place? And we hope that we can offer a little bit of help with that. We want you to know that the world is purging, the globe, Mother Earth is purging all the old pain from all the centuries and centuries of war and hurt and pain and suffering. It's purging it, and that is being reflected in, actually, some of the light workers are even the reflection of this purge, as they are experiencing the deep depths of the sadness, the anger, the pain, the hurts, the sorrows. They're going through dark nights of the soul. They're bringing forward and thinking, how is this world changing? I'm so depressed. It's so heavy here. You might be one of the ones purging the old energy. And so we're going to shout out to you if you are feeling this, and we want to say to you, become the filter, not the carrier. And in other words, let the energy move through you and transmute versus holding on to it and feeling the heaviness and the grieving. There are so many on this planet that are grieving and moving through their own karmic pains and sorrows that they are releasing as well. And so there's much going on, and that is why the world looks like chaos. So if you are feeling some feelings, if you are feeling the hurt, the pain, the anger, the frustration, the disappointments and all of that, be with that feeling, offer it into the source energy, move it out of your system, and then take another look at the world. And if there's more pain that comes in, move that out again until it doesn't hurt anymore, until you start seeing the softer side, until the reflection back to you is the world that you have been looking for.
Brilliant, brilliant. And obviously one of the things that I've come across, speaking to a few people who are kind of awake and are taking a wide-angle view of what's going on, most of the people, I won't say all of the people, but most of the people seem to be quite comfortable. They're not struggling, where the people who seem to be in the matrix are taking the vaccine and wearing the masks, they're the people that tend to be struggling a lot more than the people who are not taking the vaccine and who are not wearing the masks. And as I said earlier, maybe it's because of this journey that we're all on. Some people are beginning to wake up, and this is the process which they have to go through, and that's why they're struggling, because it's part of the getting them to wake up to what's going on.
Yes. Was there a question with that?
No, I was just an observation I made with people who are outside the Matrix as opposed to people inside the Matrix. The whole kind of, excuse me, the 3D, 5D split. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be two worlds and changes, but there is obviously a frequency change between the people, this divide. Let's just call it 3D and 5D for now to make it simple. And obviously the people who are on the 5D are working, have a higher frequency, and they're vibrating on a higher frequency. Their consciousness level is higher. The people who are inside the Matrix have a lower frequency, and obviously because part of their process is to wake up, to bring their frequency up. Now, one of the guests that I had on a while ago, she said that it's kind of like a pimple about to burst, where there's going to be a polarization of the frequencies and there's going to be this kind of split. And the 3D people will go off because they're not ready to raise their frequency. And then the 5D people will go off and do their thing. And that will be a different timeline compared to the 3D. Is that right or wrong? Or what's your perspective on that?
Yes, the ones that are, we look at the rapture, right? We look at the rapture and all of a sudden half of the people are missing, right? And the ones that are looking at the ones that are missing, they think that something terrible has happened to them. They've all gone away, right? But really what is happening is the ones in the third dimension, they're thinking that they're losing the battle. The all this heaviness, all of this cabal and all of that is winning, and the ones in the 5D are thinking they won the battle, and that is the version they're going to have. And what we say to you, what we want to say actually to the collective that is listening to us right now, is we want to say it is right now is a very important time for you to consciously disconnect from the collective grid. And this is why we say that. And everyone do this and with their own guidance and the highest good for them. We don't want to force anything on you. But this is something that we have been putting out there for light workers. It is time to disconnect from the collective grid because you are a highly sensitive and highly tuned being. And you are carrying the weight of this world. But if you start carrying the weight of the collective that is still in the third dimensional suffering, if you are still trying to carry that weight for them, then they are not getting their lessons. You are lightening the burden for them, and then they are not getting what they need. Mm. So we all need to disconnect and step away and start building on that fifth dimension. There is another level of energy, frequencies, and information that is ready to come into the planet right now. And we need all the light workers to be focused on that. We need all the light workers to focus on that which is coming in, that is going to be the next level of information, the next level of what it is that we do as a planetary system that is coming in. We need everyone connecting to that. We need to let the journey of those who are still in the third dimension trying to figure it out. We want to tell you there is a large collective of light workers that I have volunteered to stay in the third dimension to help those people. So if you do not feel like you are one of those, disconnect and start focusing on the next level of information coming in. Because those that are assigned to that project, we'll put it that way, to raising the vibration from the third to the fifth, are still in that front line doing that work. And those people are still getting their help. But we need to disconnect from that so you are not carrying that heaviness so that you can raise your vibration and reach the next level of information and let them have their journey. Let them do what they're doing because they are going to make it. They are going to be okay. You don't have to convince anyone. They are on their journey. They have set it up in their lives as well. They have pivotal moments and perfect opportunities to be enlightened and find the right words at the right time in the right place. It's all lining up for them too. So let them have their journey. Let them find their way. You move your energy to finding what is it that is supposed to be happening next so that you can bring them up with you when they're ready. Okay. How's that?
Very good. Very good. Well done. Well, I think I would like to be on the 5D train rather than the 3D. I think I've done 20 years of 3D. I think I'm ready to focus on the 5D and focus on the solutions because I spent 20 years focusing on the problems and now I want to focus on the solutions. So that's my, I've done my apprenticeship. I think it's time to move on. Now, one thing I want to talk about is the energies hitting the planet, because we do know that the Schumann frequency has been off the charts. It's been the highest it's ever been. And this frequency is coming in and people are experiencing what's called ascension symptoms. So they might have ringing in the ear, left ear, right ear. They might have headaches. They mightn't be sleeping, waking up in the middle of the night, wide awake, thinking, why am I wide awake? Can you confirm, is there something going on fundamentally with the physics of the planet or the planet with energies that is affecting us in that way as part of the upgrade?
Absolutely. And congratulations if you are experiencing those symptoms. That means you're right on course, right? You are right there. What it is your body, your DNA, your cellular structure is taking in the new sacred geometry. It's taking in the new language. It's taking in the new light structures. It's taking in all of the new frequencies, and it has to adjust to them. And each body does that a little bit different. Everybody's got a little different chemistry going on within their bodies. Just know that you are being brought into a place of better health, better alignment, better connection. One of the things that might be fun to do with the audience right now is to ask each of the councils, and again, this is with your permission and the highest and best good, ask your councils to come around you to scan your body and to look for any energy discrepancies within the body, any energy blocks. Some people call them implants. They are vibrations or energies that are interfering with your receptors to bring in your information. And so there are many of you out there that have the crown chakra. It has a band around it. So if you feel like you identify with that, let's ask your councils in the highest good to remove that or adjust it accordingly for what you are ready for. What the band around the crown chakra is it only allows in so much information because you weren't ready for more information yet. But you're listening to this show and you're listening to an Octorian talk through a woman. So you might be ready for something new to come in for you as well. So let's expand that out and let's move it, remove it completely if that is in the highest good for you. And so as that happens, then we move into the ear chakras. There are a few of you that have a little bit of a little frequency discrepancy around the ear. So we ask for those that are experiencing that they get their supernova ear pieces in so that they can now hear more clearly, vibrate more efficiently for this new information to come in. Some of you are going to be writing. I'm doing a lot of writing. Some of you are going to be putting sacred geometry and codes and information into your art, into the sound of your voice, into the songs you sing, into the words you speak. Some of you will speak light language. Some of you will just have language frequencies coming through the words that you speak. And there are a lot of you that are just going to be radiating this energy out of your auric field. And as you come into contact, actually, this is everyone, as you come into contact with other beings, other people, you will exchange energies in the highest frequencies. So if you're carrying a frequency your new buddy is not carrying, you will exchange those frequencies in the highest vibration. And then as they need you, they will be activated. That is what we want to say. Activated in the energy you bring, you'll be activated in the energy they bring. And for those that are really needing the energy, they're really going to be activated. And so some of you are going to really start opening up to the crystals. Crystals are carrying the codes. Crystals are carrying the history. Crystals are carrying lots of, it would be like the Akashic records, right? The crystals carry the information of the history of Earth. And there are a lot of you that are going to be activating those crystals, a lot of you that are going to be reading the crystals, giving the messages of the crystals. Some of the children are already doing it. And so if you have children out there, you have witnessed children, they can pick up a crystal and they'll tell you exactly what it wants you to know. And there are some of you that are being activated in this, so play with that a little bit. There's a lot of things going on, Alan, a lot of things going on that are going to be very expansive and joyful ways when we step into that frequency and that energy and we let the rest of it fall away and work itself out. We don't say not to be informed or not to participate in the pushback, but make sure you're spending time in this frequency as well, because this feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, in general, as I say, people who are awake and aware, although there might be a little bit of frustration going on, I think generally they know that this is part of the learning process for the people who are just beginning to wake up. and hopefully the people that will wake up and see what's going on. Now, one of the things I was told, and I'd like this confirmed, if you've heard this as well, is one of the things that is going on is the transition where we are having enlightened souls coming in to certain individuals on the planet and their current soul that they have. Not so much, maybe I might call it a walk-in, but basically what's happening is their old soul or their current soul is being replaced with a enlightened soul. And that's why you're seeing people who are very high up in certain places or in the media or in the corporate world beginning to turn around and then question the narrative and actually come out and go, well, this is all wrong. We have to stop doing this. And we were told that these enlightened souls are now coming in as part of the transition to start getting these people to walk, come forward and to not expose, but to say, hang on a minute, this should not be going on. Because we have seen a number of people in the public eye come forward and start questioning the narrative and what's being said. So do you know if that is happening?
Mm-hmm. You bet you. We even did a workshop on it. If you're interested in that workshop, go to the website, Tracy's website. It's Soul Emergence. It is your own soul that is coming in. You are trading out the version of your soul that has been tattered and beaten, right? The one that had to go through all the lessons. You are many aspects of your soul self. Mm. You are many threads of your soul self. And so there is an aspect of your soul that is complete with its journey. And many of you have felt that, where you're like, I want to go home. I feel complete. I don't want to be here anymore. Well, guess what? You did. There is a large group of you that already transcended that soul and brought in the new soul. And brought in the new version of yourself. It's like going and getting a shiny new car, but you got the same model as the one that you just had. You just get the new version of it, and that is what is happening. All those miles on that other car, it's time for it to rest. And so that version of your soul is ascending, and the new version of your soul, the energy upgrade, so to speak, is coming in, and it is a more advanced version because your body has now been acclimated to the higher vibrations, and this version of you can now drop in. It is not separate from you. It is not a separate soul coming into you, but yes, much like a walk-in, it is going to feel different. It is going to have all the information that you had from your lifetime, but it's going to be, you're going to be, I respond different now. I do things different. I'm thinking different. I'm calculating this differently. I'm observing this differently, because you're coming from a new perspective, a new vibration of self. Does that make sense?
It does indeed. That's fantastic. And would people be aware of this change in themselves?
Many people, the light workers, yes, the light workers are very aware of it. A lot of them even have been witness to the one leaving and the other one coming in. That can happen for people in their sleep state if they have a little struggle with the understanding of what is taking place. But there are many that are very aware that is what has happened. And it doesn't matter either way. It doesn't matter if they're aware of it or not. There is a new version. The light workers, we do want to say this again. The light workers came to the end of their journey. There are so many of them that came in and said, and that what they came in for originally, that piece has been done. Now it's complete. And they have been on this frequency of being homesick. And why am I still here? What's the point? What's the point? And then they go through the transition, or what we call the reassignment. You got the reassignment. That version of your soul now gets to ascend, and the new version comes in and gets the new assignment of bringing in the new information. So it is very exciting times, and some of this can be hard concepts to wrap your mind around. But yes, there are many that are aware, and those that are listening right now that weren't aware are probably going, oh, that's what happened. And so they're identifying with it. And more people, and not everybody has had this frequency change yet, but there will be more that are experiencing that soon to come.
Okay, when you say soon, I don't like dates, but are we talking within the next year, within the next 2 years?
We would say that in order for them to be ready for 2022, that they will have that happen within this year.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Now, one of the things that I keep saying on the show, I'm sure the listeners are fed up me saying it, but one thing I've noticed, and other people have said it to me, time seems to be speeding up. As I said to Tracy at the start, I do an interview on the Sunday, and it feels like 2 days go past, and I'm doing the next interview, and it's just so fast. Is there something going on?
You are losing the concept of time. Time is not a real thing. Time is a concept of the third dimension. And as you're moving out of the third dimension, you are losing the concept of time. And so you're going through this wonky transition. When you reach the fifth dimension, you won't even be thinking about time. You won't be thinking about yesterday, tomorrow. It's all today. It's all going to be a new experience. Will you sleep? Sure. You will take your resting times. You will do that type of thing, but you will not be attached to what day is it. You will not be attached to, is it time for lunch? Is it time for my favorite TV show? You're not going to be attached to time. You and Tracy, you got to do the time dance today, didn't you? And
yeah.
She is often very confused by time these days. And that was part of the problem, is she was getting very confused with time. And she says, if I don't put it on my calendar, I won't be there because I won't remember, because she is in the moment. And that is as you keep raising your vibration, you're all experiencing that. You're more in the moment and you're losing track of time, because time does not exist in the moment. And so that is what we think you're experiencing. And we can elaborate on it if you want, but we hope we gave you enough there.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I'm just noticing that it's just amazing the fact that we're in this kind of lockdown by the government, and you would think you'd be sitting around being bored and time would be very slow, but it's the opposite effect. It's going so fast, which is fine. I'm happy with it. I just wanted to know what was going on, because other people have said it to me as well, that they're experiencing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have been more still. And in the stillness, they're able to raise their frequencies. And as they raise those frequencies, there is no time. And so there, you could even consider it time jumping. You know, you're just jumping through time. You're moving to the next thing that seems desirable to you more quickly. And the parts that are mundane go very fast, and then you're right there, back to the show again, back to the interview again, back to something you're passionate about. Mm. And so there are times, and one of the more interesting things, and let's see if any of you have experienced this, where time is moving fast and slow at the same time. For instance, Tracy has experienced, she has a trip coming up that she's looking forward to, and it seems like it's taking forever to get to this trip. But everything else seems like it's moving very fast. Like she's like, oh my gosh, do I got to do this already? Oh, now I got to get this done, and this is over here. But yet this trip seems to be taking forever to get here, because she's wanting for that trip instead of just being in the moment of that trip getting closer.
Okay, yeah.
So in her wanting, she is dragging that time out, but in her other experience, everything is going fast.
Right, okay. Well, that's great. That explains that. I've one more question before we get into asking the questions from the listeners. And one of the things that I said to Tracy before we went live, I sent her an email during the week regarding a healer that was in France who did some healing on an individual who had the vaccine. And the healer said that she experienced a detachment of her soul or of her spirit from the physical body because of what the vaccine was doing. And I said to Tracy before we went live, we would ask Daniel, ask yourself, what are your thoughts on that? What is going on? Because we know that this, they call it a vaccine, but we know it's an experimental gene therapy drug. It's going to have major effects on a person's body and affect their DNA. It's mRNA. And this is the first article I've seen where I'm seeing there's a spiritual element that's the person's been affected by it. Do you have any comments to make on that? And what's your general thoughts on people who get the vaccine and how it's going to affect their spiritual energy?
Yes, that is happening. And don't be alarmed, as you did mention earlier, that soul is still tethered to the physical body, to the entity or energy that is playing the role of that woman, or the role of you, or the role of anyone that is experiencing this. What is happening here is, again, we want you to step into your power. Yes, this is happening, and that is the agenda, to separate you from the higher self, to separate you from your God self or from the source energy, to create more of this robotic, compliant collective. The good news is that, yes, step into your power. They don't have the power to take that away from you, even if they found a genetic way to do it. You have the power. The frequencies, you can take a frequency that is being sent to the earth at this time. You can take that frequency if you become aware of it. You have to know it's there, right? And what you don't know, you don't know. So grab onto the frequency that's going to eradicate that separation, that's going to seal that soul back into the body. And there is a frequency out there that can undo what has been done. So do know that. And if you know people that feel that way, if you are one of the light workers that is doing the energy work and you come across that, you have the authority to move that energy for them. They came to you and gave it to you. They said, here, I'm going to lay on your table and give you permission to work on my body. So you have the permission from them to eradicate that energy and to bring in the new frequency to return the soul back to the body. If you want to do that on a global sense, do that on a global sense. Ask for anyone that is giving permission. The soul self wants to come back to the body, so why wouldn't it give you permission to work with it in that way? And so on a global sense, you can sit in meditation and you can reconnect souls to the body. They don't want you to know that you can do that. They don't want you to know how powerful you are. But we do want to say that those who have already hit the ascension, hit the higher vibrations, we don't believe that this can happen to you because you've already sealed the soul to your body. You're in constant communication with it. You don't have to go look for it like those in the third dimensional reality when they have to sit and try and find their soul connection. You know you have that soul connection all the time. But those who are not quite there yet, it is easier for them to create that separation. That is why they're in such a hurry, because they're seeing the rapid incline of the awakening. And so they're trying to slow that down. But it's still not going to work, because what's going to happen is, again, new information coming in for the light workers. Those of you who are listening, you're going to tap into this energy. You're going to figure out how to reconnect those souls to their bodies. You're going to get that thread of information. And so are many, many others, millions of others around the world that are light workers, are getting this information, getting this download, and they're going to be able to help those who have experienced the separation. They're going to be able to bring the souls back and reconnect them. They never actually lose that connection. As you, again, there is still the thread that is connecting them, but they're going to be able to bring back the conscious connection again to their higher self, to the soul self.
Excellent. And just to talk about frequencies, I've talked about frequencies before. People said they've experienced situations where they feel that they're on a high frequency. Sometimes people don't see them. They're like as if they're vibrating on a higher frequency, where they walk past them or they might bump into them, or they might be ignored by people. I don't know whether that's a glitch in the matrix or just because they're resonating on a higher frequency. The other thing that people do is they wrap themselves in a bubble of 5D frequency, and they feel that, you know, people won't see them unless other people are vibrating on the same frequency. Does that make sense to you? And is that something that, do you think that's going to... we could do and practice on a regular basis?
Absolutely. Yes, that is absolutely something that happens as one creates these other dimensions. The fifth dimension is different than the third dimension as you're wrapping yourself in that. We just recommend you don't do that when you're in your car or in a place where you could be hurt if you are not seen.
Yeah.
And so, but yes, there are many different varieties of that out there in teachings and different ways of teaching, of raising that vibration, looking for that ascension. You are moving yourself out of the frequency of the third dimension, which is, again, how that earth separates, the two pieces separate, the fifth dimension and the third dimension. the fifth dimensional Earth already exists. When you raise your vibration, you participate in that. And yet you're still tethered to that third dimension. So when something third dimensional happens, you can be pulled back into that as well. So what we are seeing, and we brought up 2022. In 2022, more and more people are going to be sustaining a full time in the fifth dimension. As more and more people can sustain the full time in the fifth dimension, that gives access to more of the light workers to also reach that polarity and sustain it permanently. And so you're going to start to see, those that are ready are going to start to see that fifth dimension on a consistent basis starting next year. And there's going to be a journey with that over 2022, 2023, 2024, 2025 should be a very good year. A lot of people should be really anchored into, and the larger collective now should be there. And there are healing domes for those who are almost there, but not quite there. So when 2025 hits and the biggest of the separation between the two realities is happening and the thread to get to the fifth dimension is thin, and it's a little bit harder for people to get through, they're going to pull a mass of the people who are in their awakening but not quite there yet. They're going to pull a mass of them in, and they're going to bring them into the healing domes and help them to raise that frequency, that vibration, and know how to be in a non-fear-based oneness consciousness with the collective that has already made it.
Okay, so based on what you've just said there, I take it that, you know, the cabal are, and the elites are, obviously their intent, because their intention is wrong, it's the wrong energy. They're trying to pull the energy down when the earth is actually going up in frequency, going up in vibration, and they're basically fighting a losing battle, but they will keep trying as best they can. But basically at the end of the day, we are on a journey that they just can't stop.
That is one way to put it, yes. And because we want to be in a neutral place, we want to take the charge out of that. We don't want to make them right or wrong. Yes, they are trying to keep a frequency, the lower vibrational frequency, and they are going to do whatever they can to keep that lower vibrational frequency. That is their agenda. Your agenda is to make it to the higher frequency. So your job is to see how to work your way through that, and your challenge is to get into that higher frequency. We don't even want to call it a challenge. That is another charged word. Your agenda, your goal is to move into the higher frequency. So when you take the charge out of it, it kind of dissipates the challenging words that makes it feel hard to get there. We want to take that out because it's easy to get there. We want you to just let go of the charge in the words. Yes, this is happening. There is a frequency that wants to stay on the earth, and it is a lower frequency that brings in what is identified as selfishness, greed, hate, anger, frustration, detriment, all of that, all of those. And yes, that frequency is there, and it is happening. You want to move out of that.
Basically, we have to get rid of the seven deadly sins, as they say.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. Okay, let's go over to the questions, Daniel, because I'm sure the people want to have their questions answered. And we'll start off with Joan. And Joan wants to know, does Daniel believe that our souls will be protected in all that is going on?
Absolutely. Your souls are your souls. They will always return home. And you are asking, we think, in the sense of in the human form, is your soul going to be protected? You came here to have a journey, to have an experience, and you're going to have it. And whatever that experience is, you may decide that it doesn't feel good, or it feels good, or it feels awful, it feels painful, it feels whatever. You are in this for the experience that you chose to have in this. Is your soul protected in that? Yes, it is. It will always return home. It will always return to the collective, the oversoul. And so in that sense of it, yes, your soul is protected. And it is going to be your journey to connect with that soul in the physical and the conscious sense of it.
Excellent.
Does that answer that question?
Yeah, I hope that keeps John happy with that answer there. Okay, next question is for Jim. And question for Daniel, has the timelines merged with humanity now on the positive timeline?
again, we're going to kind of go back to that again, where it's like, okay, where are you? Are you on a positive timeline? Are you experiencing something positive? That is going to tell you the answer to that. There are still multiple timelines out there for you to experience. The threads of those timelines are narrowing down. As the collective continues to awaken, the threads of those timelines narrow down. Now, we have the collective timelines and we have the individual timelines. And as the individual, you choose which collective timeline you're going to bounce into. So again, if you keep those frequencies high, if you move into the more positive thoughts, as you call in a world that loves you and embraces you and takes care of you, a universe that wants you to have it all, and you start believing for that and believing for that, you're going to start experiencing that timeline very quickly.
Very good. Okay. Again, you know, I do say to people, you know, it's like a slideshow that plays in your head. And if you have any negative energies coming in or negative thoughts, just change the channel, change the slide, and have an area in your mind, you know, something that in your life where you are very happy, very content, and always have that place you can go to in your head when something bad happens, you know, to keep your energy high and keep your energy positive and keep away from energy vampires. Obviously, people who pull on your energy, especially these days, it's very important that you vibe with your tribe and be around people that you want to vibrate on the same frequency. That's so important for your own health and your own frequency. Okay, Critical Annie wants to know, question for Daniel, does she know if the djinn are behind the COVID scam? Secondly, it seems there are beings on the earth that are soulless and are meat robots, NCPs. Is it possible that beings in the population have no soul and are being purged at the minute?
We don't understand the first question. Could you ask the first question?
Yeah, the first question is, the djinn are kind of entities that we know from the Middle East who are like, you could call demons, who were on the planet before the humans came here. And they are in spiritual form as well, or they can manifest. And basically, Critical Ali is talking about is, are they the people who are controlling the COVID scam, basically controlling the elites? Personally, I don't think so, because I think the djinn are not really tied into what's going on. They are who they are, but I think it's more got to do with maybe negative off-world beings being involved in that.
We're going to look at this just a little bit into the connection with, we're looking at COVID itself, and then even the vaccine around that and all that has been happening with that. There is influence. That is how we want to say it. There is influence. This group you speak of, they are very good at telepathy. They are very good at mind control. And they do have an influence, is how we want to word that. And then there are other influences. And those other influences are very aware of this collective. And they, the way we are seeing it in our mind is we are looking at that, this other collective, the one that Alan is speaking of, is very guarded over this project. But yes, it is being influenced. There are about four avenues of influence coming into this agenda with keeping this energy where it is on the earth, because there are collectives who benefit from the energy being lower frequency. But there are more collectives that are going to benefit from the high frequency. So that is also at play. But yes, the answer would be yes. That would be the short answer to it.
Okay. And what about the, are the people here in the population that have no soul and are being purged at the minute?
Yes. And you would find that in Dolores Cannon's book. She calls them the backdrop people.
Yeah.
Yes, there are those who are actors in your play, so to speak, the backdrop people. And that is why we say your ascension is further along than you think it is, because you're looking at backdrop people going, these people just aren't getting it. Well, of course they're not. Mm-hmm. They are the soulless ones, or they are the ones, yes, they are the embodiments without just like you were talking earlier about the separation of this woman with her soul and her soul, higher self wants to get back to her soul,
yeah,
or to her body. That is what you were looking at. You were looking at, yes, she called it meat suits or something. Yes. And so, yes, that is all at play as well. They are here serving a purpose for the experience that you are having. Mm. They're adding to that experience, and some of them are being extracted from the planet and some of them are still full force in play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to be aware. These are what we call in the movie The Matrix, the background people, the girl in the red dress. They're part of the program and they're just there as part of the program. They'll never wake up. They're not designed to wake up. They're just there as part of the program. And we have to realize that there are people out there who'll never wake up. And, you know, I have said in the seminar, there's always the Uncle Pat and Auntie Anne next door, neighbors who you just don't try and awaken up to what's going on, because it will just destroy their life, and they just wouldn't be able to take the information. So you talk about the weather and talk about the gardening and everything else, but you don't even bother talking to them about anything else, because they're just not going to be able to take the information, so there's no point. Right, Peter in Australia, good morning Peter. I know it's 3 o'clock over there in Australia. Any idea what will happen when the many pre-programmed monoliths around the planet are activated? They are just waiting for the correct time to turn on. Thank you, Daniel. Now, I did hear this the other day from one of the members in the PIF team, and she said she heard the same thing about the monoliths around the Earth, and we're waiting for the right time for the window of opportunity and alignment to do the activation to bring the planet into 5D. Is that something that you can confirm?
We are looking at the energy of those, and the whole conversation gives us chills. It is a beautiful thing. We spoke about 2025. That is when the mass of the ascension of the population will be sustaining and holding that frequency. The monoliths would be that which seals that. Once they feel they've pulled everybody in and brought as many over as possible, then that is when they'll seal that. And so somewhere in that time frame, you know how time can be, things might get extended, things might come sooner, depending on population and willingness to wake up. But we would say within that time frame, you'll probably experience that. We're not sure that you'll even notice when they are turned on, because you'll already be there. You'll already be in that frequency, so it won't probably feel any different to you. But it is soon. And in our minds, that is soon. Maybe that is not soon in the Earth reality, but as Alan has said, time is moving so fast.
It is. And there is a question I will ask you. I'll try and remember it. I know people are going to be concerned, and they'll be probably saying to themselves, how do I know I'm going to be part of the transition to 5D? Not so much am I worthy, but how do I know I'm on the right frequency? How do I know I'm going to be a part of this and I'm not going to get left behind? How would you answer that?
Well, I would say if you're listening to the show right now, or you follow Alan James, or you follow any of these beautiful messages, you're already on track. You don't have to worry about that question. So anyone listening to this is already there, is already on the path to their ascension. They are on track.
Fantastic.
Yes. And as we said before, those who are, when we get to that place, when we get to that time where the thread to get to the fifth dimension starts to thin, they are going to do a large extraction of people who are in their ascension, or good people that really do have a kind heart, but maybe they're stuck in a structure like a religious structure, or bound to something of that nature in a program. Even though they have pure hearts, they're in a program that they can't seem to break because of the fear of breaking it. They will extract them and they will put them in the healing domes, and then when they are ready, they will join the rest of the collective.
When you say extract, are you referring to what they call the rapture?
That would be something, yes. That is why we brought that up earlier. It might appear much like the rapture. For those that are still left behind, the ones that just did not make any shifts or changes at all, they might think everyone else, if you saw the Avengers, right, where half of the population disappears, it would be much like that, where they know that these people are missing. And they think something, you know, where did they go? Something bad must have happened to them. Mm. And yet the other collective is in the fifth dimension enjoying the bliss, right? But they will be brought along. They're not going to be left behind. They're going to be brought along. They'll go into the space of healing, and then they'll be brought in with the rest of the collective as they are ready.
Well, I suppose the question has to be asked, does this involve the physical death of the body, or is it a transition of the physical body?
We believe that it is a transition of the physical body, but the transition of the physical body, as you already know, has been going through a lot of changes. That is why you have the symptoms of the shift, and there's going to be a lot more change with that. So we want to go back to the conversation where you had the fifth dimensional bubble around you and other people couldn't see you. Did you feel like you were still in a physical body?
Yes.
Most likely that answer is yes. Mm. And so, but to the other person that couldn't see you, you might have been so pixelated that they did not see you as a physical body.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Yeah.
And so that would be the best example we could use. You're going to experience a physical body in the fifth dimension, but to somebody that is not in the fifth dimension, you may not, they might not perceive you as a physical body. So let's say you had the ability to check in on a loved one that's still in the third dimension while you're in the fifth dimension. You would still be able to see them. They might experience you like a ghost. They might experience you like, ooh, I feel like there's somebody watching me. The fairy realm would be a good example of that too. If you enter into the fairy realm, they have a physical body in that vibration. And they're just vibrating so fast and so high that in the third dimension, you cannot see them.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talk about the body changing from a carbon-based life form to a crystalline-based life form, and part of this transition, maybe this is part of the transition that we will go from that change.
We do believe that that is a form of the crystalline energy taking form in the body to create that vibration. So we're going to say yes to that. Now, will the body completely become an energy base? Well, it already is, but will it become much like what we would conceive in the third dimension as an energy vibration versus a physical body? That does happen as you continue to raise the vibration. So maybe as you reach the ninth dimension, and that is achievable, you get to the fifth dimension, you're going to want to go to the seventh, right? And
yeah.
And keep moving. And so for some, that is possible in the lifetime that they are in right now to reach that frequency of the energy body.
Excellent. Okay, we have a question from Jim, and Jim wants to know, will the people that have taken the vaccine drop their physical body? I think that's the, does it, not too sure at the start of that, Jim. Will vaccine drop their physical body? I'm not too sure what they mean by that. I'll come back to that, Jim. If you want to, Jim, on the chat, if you want to just give me that question again, I'm not too sure what that means.
We are getting an answer for him, actually.
Okay, go ahead.
We don't know if we'll answer this in the way that he meant it, but for some of those with the soul split apart, if they do not see a means to reconnecting with the physical body, yes, they will leave the physical body, and the physical body will then be perceived as going through a death. So if that is what he means, there are some that will have the vaccine that will exit. If they feel like they are not going to be able to reconnect with that physical body, then what is the point, right? And so they will exit and go back to the soul and most likely formulate a plan to reincarnate, to come back in to finish what they started. And the physical body will either join those backdrop people or it will just phase out and create a symptom to demise the body or bring the body into the death so that it also can be complete.
Okay, cool. Jim has another question, and he said, does Daniel know of Oracle Girl and her work?
Not familiar with Oracle Girl.
Okay,
no.
Not to worry. Mandy's on the chat. Good evening, Mandy. And she wants to know, do energetic implants play a similar role to our subconscious mind, meaning that they act like gatekeepers to what we allow ourselves to create within our reality. So if through awareness we change our subconscious beliefs to more preferable ones, then the gatekeeper implant will allow us to reflect that change through what we allow ourselves to create.
We think we might have followed that.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. Yes, your energetic implants, you put them there. And so, yes, your gatekeeper would be definitely one that would have permission to fluctuate that implant to reflect back to you the changes that you are making, the growth that you are doing. There are some implants that you put there lifetimes ago that you are not in the conscious state even aware that you have done. So that is why we say every once in a while scan and make sure that there's not something energetically there that is blocking a flow of information that you are ready to receive. But there are a lot of energy, and we kind of want to shy away from the word implant, a lot of energy additions to your frequencies that you put in as amplifiers to the information, amplifiers to the crown chakra, amplifiers to the heart chakra. And so there, we don't want that word to be perceived as a bad thing, an implant, because we know that that can have a bad vibration to it due to history of what an implant might have been in the past. But always know that if you are running into something like that, you are most likely the one that put it there.
Okay. Well, can I just add to this that, you know, for people who want to do a private session with Tracy, I think Tracy can scan and remove any kind of blockages or implants. Is that right?
Yes. What we would do is we would go through and work with the higher self of the one that is in the session, and we would make sure that it is in the highest and best good for that implant to be removed. There is light language spoken over them to set in a new program, much like when you update a computer or whatever, you take something out, you put something back in, right? And so we bring them into the highest frequency that they can through downloads and light language and sacred geometry. And so, yes, there is a whole thing that you go through when you do an ascension session.
Fantastic. Okay. And I have had one of them sessions, and I do recommend if people can afford it to actually do a session with Tracy, because it will be a benefit to you. Well, Daniel, I really appreciate you coming through, Tracy, tonight to answer all the questions that we've answered. Fantastic information from you. I know Tracy wants to talk about great things that are happening, and I want to bring Tracy back in. All the questions are done, which is great. So what I'll do is I'm going to thank you, Daniel, for coming through, Tracy. Much appreciated. And look forward. I'm kind of very enthusiastic about the future. You know, this is just a hurdle that we have to go through, an education and a path that we have to go through as part of the awakening for everybody. But a big thank you for coming through, and we'll bring Tracy back in, and then we'll have a quick chat with Tracy about the things that are happening. So thank you, Daniel.
Thank you so much for letting us be a part of your experience. Until next time, we will bring Tracy back.
Thank you, Daniel. Okay. That was Daniel Acturian, a channel from Tracy. And, Tracy, are we back?
I'm back. Yeah, when they exit quick.
Oh, good. Okay. Oh, well, that's brilliant. Oh, well, you've been doing it for so long now. You're well accustomed to it. Well, I mean, what did you think of that?
Well, you know, I was telling you before, I don't know what the answers will be when they come through. And some of those kind of even surprised me when they were coming through. So those were great questions. And I really think some very powerful answers came through with that today. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, no, brilliant. And I know we wanted to spend some time talking about the positive things that are happening and things that you've come through and you've heard and you want to talk about. Now's the time to really go through all that. So tell us what the good information is and what you've heard and what's coming through.
Well, there's definitely, in the last couple of channels that I've put on my YouTube, it's come through that there is a frequency coming in that we can grab onto. And again, it's kind of like we have to, it's almost like we have to know, we don't have to know, but maybe knowing is more helpful. we grab onto these frequencies, and it's going to raise us up into our ability to create and manifest our desires. We need to respond to everything with love, and how to do that, because we know that, you know, if somebody's not being nice to you, you're going to go into a reaction with that, right? And so it's going to be hurtful or make you angry or whatever. Someone cuts you off in traffic, whatever it is that triggers you. So they're saying you have to go find your center with that before you can respond in love. And they kind of took the audience through that a little bit. So you guys already got an example of that. But we go to this neutral place so that we're not in the charge of the emotions. And then we look at it again, and then we come back to it and respond from love. And my joke with that was that that kind of goes back to what would Jesus do, right? Those what would Jesus do bracelets. And so it's kind of the same idea, but this frequency that's coming in is going to help us get there so much faster, help us process this stuff so much faster. So we need to ask for that to be around us so that because we are in such a triggering time. You know, there's so many things that are going on that seem unfair, unjust, cruel, pushed on us, whatever it is, to push us into those reactions so that we can learn how to neutralize that and respond in love. Because when we respond in love, no matter what it is, love's the answer, right? Mm. Darkness doesn't like that light or whatever. The heavy energy can't be sustained in the vibration of love. And so the love is what heals it all. And so we really want to go there. I actually had a QHHT session done on me by one of the gals that lives near me, and that happened last week. And the journey that I went on, I was in this lifetime where I was learning how to work with energy, how to raise, you know, elevate or whatever objects, move them around. Work with, and then the next scene was how to build a city and work with the vibration of the crystals within this place. And then the next scene was, okay, now you know how to do those two things. Now you're going to work with how to work with the energy and the vibration of the physical body so that you can teleport and phase out or in, however you want to do that. And then the next thing was how to create an energy body around you so that you can travel through space to other planetary systems. And in my mind, that was like the Merkaba, right? The, you know, mm-hmm. creating this energy field around you so that you could go and travel. So then she brings me to the last part of that scene. And she, you know, she was saying, well, what about the last day in that life? And they said, no, she's still in that life. And so that was fun. So there is an aspect of me that is still living that life. But the last scene they showed was this very large collective, thousands of beings, people. They looked very human, sending energy to the planet. So all of this training was to get that collective prepared to send energy to the planet to raise the vibration of the planet and the awareness that also, and I don't know how this part works, but everyone that was on that platform has a counterpart on the Earth that they're sending that energy to that's anchoring that energy into the planet. And so it was quite fascinating. But for me, it just seemed like, you know, there's this humongous collective of light workers. We don't realize how multifaceted we really are and how many lifetimes we're actually living simultaneously and working together with those other parts, counterparts of us. Like Daniel is a counterpart of me. Now this other aspect that I'm seeing is another counterpart of me where energy is coming through, information's coming through. We're all doing this. Mm. And, you know, the light workers have all orchestrated things much like this. And I think this is the next level of information coming in, is to become aware that there are other aspects of us that we are working with all over the galaxy, multiverse, and so on, that is bringing in this energy for the planet. And once we become aware of it, we can amplify it. And so that was my good news. I was like, it just seems like there's just this opportunity right now. And I think what you were saying earlier, Alan, about moving into the age of Aquarius, we're all moving into our minds. And our minds are these beautiful, infinite resourceful places to be, right? And so I think we're reaching that new level of information of how to move to that next level of getting us to that fifth dimension. So it's coming in. We're getting it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the information that Daniel confirmed when I talked about the energies and stuff like that, what's happening, I think it's just inevitable it's going to happen, especially going up to 2025. And the change has taken place on the activations. And, you know, the powers to be will always try and do what they can because they are throwing the toys out of the pram because they're not getting their way and they're going to try and do as much as they can until the last man stands. And that's just the way it is. And we just have to be, we just have to carry on doing what we're doing. The people listening to this show tonight are all tuned in. They're all open-minded. They all are on a spiritual path. And we just carry on doing what we're doing, waking up, educating people and passing on the knowledge. And bit by bit, like ripples in the pond, it will carry on. And I think that's something that we need to keep doing. Peter on the chat has a question for you, Tracy, and he just says, could you please give us a single healing mantra to heal the body, to stop the pain, to raise your light level for a most beneficial outcome before going to sleep tonight? Many thanks to you and Daniel. So do you have any kind of mantra or anything that you use to, you know, try and boost the body, you know, in a positive way?
Actually, I could go back and get Daniel and he could speak a light language prayer over everybody.
Yeah, I mean, we've about 10 minutes. So if you don't mind doing that, that would be great.
Yeah, we could keep that. We can keep that shorter. So what I want everyone to do, if you're in a position where you can just close your eyes and just, the light language does not have a translation. Usually it is just a frequency. I always compare it to like a fax machine. When you're faxing something, you hear all the digital data going on in the background. But yet something's happening and it's transferring that piece of paper you sent in and bringing it to the next place. This is light language is going to be just a lot of language that may not have a translation. So just ask again for it to be received in the highest and best good. I think they're already here. I'm already feeling my voice changing. So did you have anything you want to say before I get started with that?
Yeah, I'm just going to tell everybody who's listening now and listening to the podcast after the show and the people, it's live now at the moment, just close your eyes, stop what you're doing, just close your eyes, okay, and just listen to Daniel and the light language and focus on the positive energy that's coming from there. Over to you, Daniel.
What we want you to do is we want you to see your DNA as perfect. We want you to see your structure as perfect. We want you to love the parts of you that you are usually criticizing. Don't criticize yourself. You are perfect. You are beautiful. You are love. And as you are just seeing yourself and encompassing yourself in this beautiful frequency and in that love frequency, we want you to just merge with these words. We want you to absorb these words into all the versions of yourself. We want you to bring these words into the physical body, the spiritual body, the mental body. We want you to bring it into the vibratory fields of everything that is you, even in the soul version of self. Wam Hayasuf Utiopatandi Dorota me ashikotumbu. Some of you are working with the cobra energy, some of you are working with Egyptian ancestry. There is a lot of that energy coming in right now. There is a lot of portal energy around the beings that are listening, rather that is in the recording later or the live version. There is just a lot of energy of this collective. You guys are very powerful. You need to know you are very powerful. And your bodies can be healed in this very instant. And just call it in. Claim your healing. Claim it. It is yours to claim. It is yours to believe. It is there. It is yours to have.
Wow.
in the
you are all working very closely with master energy. You are working with Buddha energy. You are working with the master realm of any belief system that you want to pull in from the master realm. That is very available to you. There are some of you who are connected to the Moses code that we spoke of. We think that was about a year ago, but you are bringing in the Moses code. The Moses code is a code that is a new frequency for the planet to set the people free. Is that how we want to say it? And you are part of that vibration. You are part of that cycle of energy that has coming into the planet. It is a frequency. You do not necessarily have to do anything, but we do say follow the heart. The heart is the compass. There are part of you that are part of the bird tribes. The bird tribes, you'll know who you are. You'll resonate with that. And we will keep that short as we want to reach everyone. We want you all to just envision a color, the first color that comes to your mind. Move that color through your body, through the frequencies, through the energy vibration of the body. We call in all of your prayers are answered. We call in all of your healing has been had and felt and experienced in this moment right now. We are calling in your blessings, your miracles. We are calling in the highest vibration around you. You are creating, you are manifesting, and you are in the being of the most perfect experience for you. We call that in the highest light. We call that in through your councils, your gatekeepers. We call it in through the highest frequency of you. We call it in through your soul. We call it in through your collectives, your master realms, your angelic realms. And so it is. We call it in for you in this moment. As you receive it, so it shall be. And we thank you for bringing us back in for this beautiful moment to share with you. We'll bring Tracy back.
Thank you, Daniel. Okay, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. And the podcast will be available after the show. So if you want to have that repeated on a daily basis, you can actually download the podcast, cut it out, and just have it on your phone. And if you just need to have an energy boost, just play it. There you go. So that's it. Thanks to Daniel and Tracy. Thanks for doing that very quickly. I know it was at lastminute.com, but thanks for doing that.
It was perfect. Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay, so what's the plans for Tracy Mahon? What are you doing now? Because obviously, I assume more and more people are beginning to wake up and hopefully contact you and ask for readings, and you know they want to find out more about who they are on the spiritual side. So, what's your plans for the future?
Well, I do plan on still doing the ascension sessions, or at least calling them that. They keep evolving. They keep changing. I've been doing a series of online workshops. That way I can reach a collective, and that information's on my website. That has been interesting because I never know what the workshops are about until I actually show up to them myself. And so those have been pretty extraordinary. I have a workshop coming up May 1st, and then after that I'm being told I'm going to do a series of little mini workshops, like 1 hour like collectives over a course of time. So I don't know what that looks like yet. But as I'm doing that, I'm still going to be doing one-on-one sessions with people. I do plan on doing a little bit of traveling. And I do work with Julia Cannon with her book, The Soul Speak, and with QHHT. And we're going to be doing a live broadcast at the end of the month from Sedona. So that'll be fun. So there's a lot of fun things coming up, a lot of things that are going to be new to all of us, I guess, as it keeps evolving. But I can't tell you how much I love being picked to do this work. And so grateful that this is a part of my life. And I love working with all of you. It's like meeting family. So if you feel called to that, I would love to work with you.
I'm sure we've all been in some kind of soul group somewhere down the line, because, you know, sometimes you meet people and you just gel straight away. The energy vibes. I did have, I met a lady, I don't know if she's tuning in tonight. I won't mention her name because, she might not want me to say her name, but she actually has a background. She's trained in psychology. And of course, you know, I gravitate to people who have a background in psychology or an interest in psychology. And we had a great chat about what's going on. Very open-minded. Loads of people walking around. Most people walking around with no masks, one or two having masks. But it is what it is. But part of the awakening, it's brilliant that Daniel said that we are coming down, that this year could be an opener. And even this month, the month of April, I heard there's going to be a lot of changes going on. If that, I don't know whether that's true. I mean, very quickly, have you heard that, Tracy?
Yeah, I've experienced it. It's weird. It's like going through mud over the last couple of months, just moving forward was like walking through mud, and then all of a sudden it was like doors started opening, the energy got lighter. So I'm definitely experiencing a shift in the energy and in opportunities that are coming around as well. So I'm going to agree with that. I think April is a big month of change. I know it's spring, but or at least here it is. So I don't know if that plays a part in it, but there's definitely been a shift in the air over here. So.
Because I have heard about this, you know, people saying, oh, it's the month, this month and that month and that month. But, you know, as Daniel said, this year is going to be a game changer. I just don't think they're going to get what they want to bring in. They're going to try, but there's too many people waking up. The energies are changing. I'm getting ringing in my, every now and again, in my left ear, my right ear. So you have a DNA upgrade or a download that's happening. And more people are getting that. They're not sleeping because of the energies coming in, as I said to Daniel. So there's an awful lot going on, which is great that we're all experiencing this energy. And if you are experiencing any of that, then it's a sign that you're on the right path. I mean, not just because you're listening to the show tonight, but if you are experiencing any of that ascension symptoms, then you're on the right path. I think, would you confirm that, Tracy?
Yes, and I think that Daniel said that too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you're on the right path. Congratulations if you got the symptoms, because you're on track.
Brilliant stuff. So, okay, Tracy, thank you for coming on. That's really much appreciated. Loads of feedback on the chat room, and all thanking you and Daniel for coming on and doing the light language and answering all the questions. Fantastic information there. So just stay with me there, Tracy, for a minute. We'll go over to a musical break, and we'll be back after this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Alan James on Circle of White Light Radio and People's Internet Radio.
There you go, folks. That was Tracy Mahon, and fantastic information from Tracy and her channel, Daniel. There's loads going on. And, you know, we all have to kind of do our part and do our bit, but also be very careful of the people who are around you. You know, I've said it before on the show. You look at the six people that's closest to you, that's around you, and ask yourself if they're adding positivity to your life or negativity. And if they're negative, then take them out of your circle or keep them at a distance. And keep people in your circle that are positive, because positivity breeds positivity. And it's very important at this moment in time and over the next few years, because you don't really want energy vampires to be around you, you know, taking your energy. And some people, to be honest with you, don't realize that energy vampires, would you believe? They just don't realize it. You know, you sit down with somebody for 20 minutes and you just feel your energy is drained. And you're going, good God, what was that all about? That's really the what's happening. And you know that when you get into a circle of people, or like-minded people, that the energy is flowing. And I mean, this lady that I met the other day in the market that I was at, I met a couple of friends for a coffee, and we had a great chat. Obviously, we don't wear masks. And it was great having a catch up and stuff like that. And then we went to a market and I met this lady there and we must have been talking for about an hour, but it just felt like, you know, 15 minutes because we were kind of thrown. We had this, what I call conversational ping pong, you know, to meet you, like them two brothers that were in Liverpool that were on TV. The crankies. Forget the, you know, the two guys with mustaches anyway. But yeah, you have this conversational ping pong that's going on. And when you're in with like-minded people who are open-minded, you know, you can be an open-minded skeptic about information. Again, entertain the thought without accepting it. Very important. And I'm sure if we, all of us, you know, and the people on the chat room, if we got together as a collective and we all said, well, we're going to entertain the thought without accepting it. We know there's going to be information that will challenge our belief systems, but keep an open mind, entertain it. I'm sure we'd have a fantastic conversation. And maybe sometime we might do that. Maybe sometime we'll end up, you know, meeting up for a meal maybe sometime. Or we'll have a do. Or we'll have a party somewhere. And we'll all get together and we'll have a few beers and a laugh and, you know, and have a bit of fun. You know, we'll see what happens. I mean, the open mind conference down in Waterford was great for that because you met like-minded people and everybody knew people, everybody kind of, I mean, we met each other and talked to each other, went in the bar. So maybe we'll have to get Trevor on the scene again for maybe not this year or maybe this year, or maybe next year. We'll see how we get on. And get the Open Mind Conference back on the road would be fantastic, you know. Right, okay. I will say the guest on this show. Oh, by the way, I'm sure you all heard that Prince Philip has passed away at the age of 99. The guy who wants to come back as a virus has died. Goodbye to Prince Philip. Yeah, somebody there, Cool Liam on the chat said, I'm buying Alan. I don't think I'd have that much money. We'll have to see what happens. Okay, the guest on the show next week. I had this chap on the show on Open Your Mind Radio a few years ago. And his name is Dr. Graham Munro Hall. And he wrote a book about toxic dentistry exposed. And Graham is now retired. His wife is a dentist as well. And he's been over 30 or 40 years in dentistry. So he knows what he's talking about. He wrote a book as well. So I've asked Graham to come back on to talk about toxic dentistry. But we're also going to be talking about COVID because he feels that it's a scam as well of what's going on. So he's going to come on as a doctor in dentistry to talk about what's happening. So that's going to be interesting as well. I did read his book years ago. He sent me a copy. You can buy it on Amazon. I know it's Amazon and I don't know where else you can get it. But if you go over to Amazon anyway, you can have a look at it. It's called Toxic Dentistry Exposed. And I found the book to be very interesting. I was down the dentist during the week as well, funny enough. I failed my NCT, so I have to go back and get a bit of work done. So that's on the cards as well. Not looking forward to that. But the dentist was quite open-minded. I'll tell you that. I went in and I kind of gave him a little bit of a speech and I said, look, don't waste your time with all these stupid COVID rules. Just pretend COVID doesn't exist because, you know, I'm not buying into all of that. And he went, oh, that's great. He said, I've kind of switched off the media as well. And then I said, look, I'm not interested in fluoride products. And he said, yeah, fluoride. Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. And I went, great. Okay. We've got a dentist who's on ball. Bring in the book or show him, take a photocopy of the book and bring it in because I told him about the book. So I'll actually not only give him a photocopy of the book, but I'll tell him that Graham's going to be on as well when I see him and he can listen to the podcast. So Dr. Graham Munro Hall, Toxic Dentistry, is going to be on the show next week. And also, I've still been looking at the X-Files, folks, and it's very interesting. If you want to look at the X-Files about them exposing what's going on, now it's part of the programming, by the way. You remember Tracy said, and we've said before, what they do is they put it out there in a movie or a TV program to get your consent, and if we don't disagree with it, then obviously we consent to it. And X-Files is no different. They're telling us what they're going to do before they do it. So taking that on board, I would go out and try and find X-Files Series 10, Episode 1 and Episode 4. they're the two that talk about and expose what's going on. And I just found them quite interesting. And I'm sure you will if you watch them. I think I'm coming up to series 11 now. We're nearly finished the kind of X-Files side of things. But it's just interesting, after all these years of not seeing the X-Files, going back and seeing it and then going, wow, they're even talking about the Mandela effect. They talked about that in the last series, the episode I seen. They were talking about the Mandela effect. So they are using real life things that are taking place and people, what people are talking about on the show, which is quite interesting. So check it out, see what you think. Again, I'd like to thank Liam, who's on the chat room there. Leo Liam Norton there, he's on the chat. Thank you, Liam, for making the offer of the donation of the Casio keyboard and the six-string guitar for the music department. It's much appreciated. I'm sure the music department are going to enjoy that in the school when the rest of the parts come in during the week. So fingers crossed they'll be all in this week. We'll go to the school, I'll drop them off, we'll take a few photos, and then the kids be delighted they have some kind of music room, so it'd be fantastic. But thanks to everybody who tuned in tonight and giving me 2 hours of your time, it's much appreciated. Being live, it's great, and everybody in the chat room logging in, chatting to each other, getting to know each other, fantastic stuff. And this is what it's all about. It's all about meeting like-minded people, working together, helping each other, supporting each other, giving each other links and tips and everything else. And that's the 5D we're going to. That's where we're going. That's where we need to go. So thank you all for doing that. And again, thanks to everybody who donates to Pay It Forward and to Circle of White Light. It really is appreciated, and it just keeps the energy going in the radio show. And thanks to the Pay It Forward team. You know, without the team as well, fantastic team that I have, the PIF team, who we get together once a week and we talk, and we talk about who we can donate to, you know, next. And other ideas that we have on, like the bartering website, you know, we're still talking about that. So loads of ideas, and it's all positive, and it's all solutions based. We don't want to talk about the problems, we want to talk about the solutions, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about moving forward into the 5D. Okay, for myself, I don't know who's up next on PIR, I'm sure it's going to be good, but for myself, Alan James, have a great week. Tomorrow is the 12th, we can actually drive around in our county, we've freedom, if you want to call it that, freedom. But we have a bit of freedom anyway, a bit more anyway. So take care, and we'll see you next week. Bye bye.
You have been listening to Circle of White Light Radio on circleofwhitelight.com, focusing on solutions and thinking different.